He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. Boy, it's Wednesday already, and it's 9/9/2015. Hey, isn't Friday 9/11? Uh-oh. September 9th, 2015, we're off to a good start in the market right now, although we're seeing that jump out of the gate fade a little bit here. You probably got the short sellers coming in and saying, we'll whack this little rally in the market here, but we're still up 95 points right now on the Dow. We were up about 150 at the open. The Dow is at 16,578. The S&P 500 is up about 0.5% right now. That works out to 10 points. 1979 is where we're at on the S&P 500. The NASDAQ is also up about 0.5%. The NASDAQ is at 4,834. It's up 23 points. Crude oil hanging tough in there at 45.55. You remember we got down to, 39, 38 in that area? Wow. We're back to 45. Oil has stabilized. That's helping the markets these days. Gold is at $1,110 per ounce. The euro is at 1.1147. Here's the shocking number of the day, and it's not shocking to me because I've been warning you for quite some time about the bond market. Somebody is really dumping bonds, U.S. bonds, and I think it's China. Look at that, 2.24% today. That is quite a rise that we have seen in the yield on the U.S. 10-year Treasury. That's one of the biggest rises and we've seen in quite some time over the last few weeks. And this, during all of this market volatility, it should have been going the other way. Instead, it has risen to 2.24%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, once again, we went through the numbers, we went through the graphs, we went through the charts, but we boiled it down to what I consider to be a very simple conclusion, that the bull market that began on March 9th of 2009 is still intact despite the threats and despite the roller coaster ride that we had in the month of August, which is kind of typical, actually, because you have light volume. Not a lot of the traders are at home. They're in the Hamptons or they're in Greece or they're in Italy on their vacations. And now we're back to normal trading. And the market had another correction. It had a correction this time last year, almost exactly the same, to the tune of about 10 to 11%. That's about the magnitude of this correction so far. And so far as I can see, it's just another correction during the process of a bull market, which is another name for a primary uptrend, which is still in place. And the fundamentals still support higher prices on the market. Even though some days you wonder, don't you? You wonder about your methodology. You wonder if you've got the nerves. You know, a 10% shakes a few people out. I had a few people that got shook out of the market because of this 10% correction. It shakes out the weak hands and the weak holders. But I still believe that there's really good upside potential in U.S. stocks over the next 6 to 12 months. Well, it's going to be Apple's big day today. We'll see what happens. They will have their new rendition of their iPhone. You know, I'm pretty happy with mine. I've got the big one, the 6 Plus. I don't think I'll be standing in line to replace my iPhone, but we'll see how many people are just chomping at the bit to exchange their iPhone for the new rendition. And, of course, that's Apple's bread and butter, really, these days. Is their phone. So they need something. They need some kind of a bell or some kind of a whistle to jolt people to get over there to the iPhone, to the Apple store, and get their new phone. Macy's will be closing 35 to 40 underperforming stores, maybe in Macy's near you. I have one right across the street from me where I go from time to time. I don't see too many people in there. I hope it's not one of the one that will be closed. Macy's just doesn't seem, the bricks and mortar retailers having a struggle. Meanwhile, Continental Resources out of Oklahoma City, they're a big one up in the Williston Basin. They'll be cutting $350 million from their 2015 CapEx budget. That's an 11% decrease. That means they're not going to drill as many wells. Not at $45 per barrel. They'll hold off for now, thank you. When we get back to $60 a barrel, maybe. Talk to us then, but that's a trend right now, and we're probably going to see continued consolidation, continued CapEx cuts, continued layoffs, and more than likely some bankruptcies and some bond defaults in the oil patch. Amazon is going to deliver restaurant food in Seattle. Okay, UKKOL listeners, call up Amazon and have your favorite restaurant have the food delivered. You know, I like that idea. A lot of good restaurants down here in San Diego, all around where I work, my building. And get this, there's no charge for the delivery. Free delivery. New CEO at United Airlines. Hey, I like those airline stocks. I've got back into them about, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 weeks ago. They've been doing well so far at $45 oil. That's the right side of the street on that trade. But there was a little scandal there at UAL. And they will have a new CEO. Look at the Nikkei overnight. 8% jump in the Nikkei? That's the largest gain in 7 years. And, of course, yesterday we had a huge gain, almost a 400-point rise in our market. Some of my big winners yesterday, Regeneron was up 8.6%. That's a big biotech stock. I believe it got upgraded yesterday. And it was helped along by the big jump in the NASDAQ. That was my biggest winner yesterday, 8.6. Dycom was a big winner for me. I featured Dycom here fairly recently. They should be benefiting from continued build-out of telecom infrastructure as Verizon and AT&T and Sprint and T-Mobile all race across America and other parts of the globe to give you the best coverage possible. They're a beneficiary of that. They do the picks and shovels type of work for those companies. JetBlue had a good day yesterday. It was up 4.9%. I continue to own JetBlue in my aggressive growth account. Vertex Pharmaceutical had a good day yesterday, up 4.8%. In fact, those biotechs are starting to gather a little bit of steam once again. That's been a leading sector in the market for the last several years. Has stumbled here recently. But I'm seeing a pretty good revival and some pretty good consolidation and some buying and accumulation starting to come back into that sector. Vertex up 4.8% yesterday. Ultimate Software, another one that I own, and my aggressive growth was up 4.7% yesterday. Sucampo, another biotech that I own, up 4.5%. And Ellie Mae, not Clampett, Ellie Mae, which does loans, up 4.5% yesterday. Those were some of the big winners in the big jump in the market yesterday. So if you sold everything last week, you know, that's very detrimental to portfolio performance over time to miss the big days. Now, of course, if you're selling before the bear hits, which I don't believe it's out there yet. It's out there somewhere. Oh, it's out there. It will hit at some point in time. But it's going to take a little bit more than a slowdown in China and a sell-off in the emerging markets to turn our GDP here in the U.S. to negative and to begin to creep in and create a recession here in the U.S. And I think it's going to take more than a quarter point interest rate hike by the Fed, which could be coming in the next 8 days, as early as 8 days from now. I think it's going to take more than that to put an end to this current bull market and an end to this current economic expansion. And once again, I would ask you, if you look around and see a sign or some economic reports that lead you to the conclusion that America's headed into recession, let me know. Look at the jobs, the unemployment, look at the layoffs. The weekly jobless claims, look at GDP, look at inflation, look at interest rates. Look everywhere you can and see if you can find signs that there's a recession looming out there. Oh, it's out there somewhere, but right now I don't see it right around the next corner. My job is to make money while the sun is shining, and yeah, it's been a little dark and cloudy here the last month or so, but that happens from time to time in the market. It's better to look at the big picture. It's better to look at the numbers underlying the market right now and the potential for the market over the next 6 to 12 months. And I still can't find a better spot to put my money than U.S. stocks. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from evaluation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in a very nice, it's hot and humid here. I don't know about what it's like in your town. We've got all the tourists are now gone. They are gone. And we have it all to ourselves, this beautiful vacation destination. The locals have it all to themselves. And it's really, September is one of the nicest months. If you're ever going to visit San Diego, September is one of the nicest months here. And it's my favorite month, I believe, in my hometown here. Well, we've got a stock up in Minneapolis where we broadcast every single day. We have a lot of listeners and a lot of clients in the Minneapolis area. And you've got a great stock up there. Now, I know you like your football up there in Minnesota and Wisconsin area. Football, we like our football down here. And football season begins tomorrow, right? Isn't it New England and somebody? New England's playing somebody in the opener, and Brady will be at the helm. I think somebody should go out there and make sure the air pressure's okay and all that kind of thing. But company in Minneapolis gearing up for football season is Buffalo Wild Wings, which operates and franchises 1,082 quick casual restaurants in the U.S. and Canada, with plans to open 112 more. Imagine 112 new restaurants this year that they will open. That will be a 10% increase, and hopefully those new openings will drop earnings to their bottom line. That's what it's all about, because as long as earnings continue to grow at a company, the stock price can continue to appreciate. And over the last 5 years, earnings at Buffalo Wild Wings, although a bit choppy, have delivered 22% per year growth. Now, I owned Buffalo Wild Wings earlier this year, and I got a sell signal on the stock earlier this year, and I sold it back in April. And right after that, they reported very poor earnings, and the stock got hit for a pretty big loss. It's gone sideways for the last 3-4 months, and now it's starting to build momentum again. I bought it a while back. You can see in my newsletter when I added it to my aggressive growth portfolio. I added about a 3.3% overall position to the portfolio. It went into my aggressive growth portfolio because it's a small cap stock. It's a $3.8 billion market cap company. This isn't Yum Brands with franchises all over the world, and this is not McDonald's. This is a company that currently has 1,000 stores. One near me. You know, I've never been there, actually. I need to go there and do my due diligence. Maybe I'll go there Thursday and have some Wild Wings and watch New England. I think I'll be rooting against New England, you know. Just, I don't like the whole way that thing went down. Buffalo Wild Wings, BWLD, has been one of the top performing stocks over the last 10 years. And you might scratch your head and say, I didn't know that. Well, you know, my app, Best Stocks Now app, causes me to do that all the time. Did you know over the last 10 years, BWLD has delivered to investors 30% per year, while the market has delivered 4.8%? Now, that's some hot sauce. That's some buffalo sauce on those wings and on those returns. That's really something. In fact, over the last 5 years, too, it has a phenomenal return. 33.6%, so the market's 12.4%. That's almost triple what the market has delivered. And when I compare Buffalo Wild Wings to all the other stocks out there, yes, listen up, KDow, I'm comparing this Minnesota wing franchise to biotechs, to companies in Silicon Valley. Buffalo Wild Wings has run circles around most technology stocks. On a relative basis, it gets an A performance grade. It's at the head of the class. And over the last 12 months, Buffalo Wild Wings is up 36%, while the market is down 1.6. That's right. Over the last 12 months, the S&P 500 is down 1.6%. Not Buffalo Wild Wings. It's up 36.6. Past performance is no guarantee of future results, but I like to have a good track record. You got to believe that New England will have a pretty good season this year. They have a pretty good track record. I believe they're playing Pittsburgh, aren't they? They've had a pretty good track record, too. Track record does mean something, although it's no guarantee. Now, Buffalo Wild Wings passes the performance test with flying colors. Now we get to the valuation. It's not a cheap stock, but it's a superior growth stock, and you're going to pay a little bit extra for a superior growth stocks. Buffalo Wild Wings is expected to make $7.10 in earnings next year. That's phenomenal. That's a 27% jump versus this year. Remember how I keep saying that 2016 is shaping up to be a good year in the market based on earnings growth, potential earnings growth? Well, here's one more piece of evidence of a company that is looking for very good, superior earnings growth next year, 2016, versus this year, 2015. In fact, as an aggregate, I look at the S&P 500 to grow earnings next year double digits, to go from about $118 a share to $131. And Buffalo Wild Wings is helping to contribute to that growth with 27% growth. Now, if we take Buffalo Wild Wings earnings estimates next year of $7.10, the analysts that cover this stock expect this company to continue to grow by 18 or 19% per year going forward. That's doubling your earnings every 4 years at that rate. I project a target price 5 years from now of $340 per share. Buffalo Wild Wings is currently at $202 per share. My formula for stock grades and overall ranking takes into account performance first. Or second, they're equal partners. The performance of Buffalo Wild Wings has been phenomenal. Valuation is the other half of the equation. And while it's not the cheapest stock in the entire market, I can still make a pretty good case for this stock moving higher. Out of 4,141 stocks currently in my database, this Minneapolis home-based company, Buffalo Wild Wings, currently comes in at number 13. And by disclosure, it is a stock that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management in my aggressive growth accounts. Not a recommendation, but an example of what I consider to be a best stock now. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm. and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With BeSafe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless BeSafe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now radio show. Well, we'll see what Apple's got up their sleeve today. Better be something really compelling. You know, I'm pretty happy with my device that I use. I can see my app real nice on that device, and it's the big screen, and I don't know that I want to go in and exchange it for the new model, but we'll see what happens. Maybe a new TV, Apple TV, I don't know, we'll see. You know, I've also noticed that the inverse funds, which were moving up in rank in my Best Stocks Now app, are suddenly falling very quickly. They never made it to buy status. I had a guy who sent me an email yesterday saying, "Bill, you missed a great opportunity to short the market. You know what? Look, it's pretty hard to play a 10% swing in the market. That's tough. I look at these inverse funds when the bear comes along. There's where your money making opportunity. I would have hated to have had an inverse fund yesterday when the market went up 400 points. That's a dicey, tricky game to play and a very dangerous game to play, trying to play short moves in the market and trying to guess which way they're going. But to each his own. All right. Well, and we had an 8% jump in the Nikkei overnight. That's the biggest jump in 7 years. They're looking to do even more stimulus. We're in one of those stages, one of those phases where each country around the world is looking to out-stimulus the other country with their economic programs. I know China is also looking to do more stimulus. And before long, Europe will be saying, why don't we just print money 24/7 and just flood the earth with worthless paper? All right, let's take a look at a good stock, a best stock now. Let's stay on this football theme. I didn't plan it this way, but it worked out this way. Another stock that I currently own in my best stocks now, I believe it's in my conservative growth account because it's a large cap company. It's one that is taking on Nike head to head. Nike is the beast. This one, though, is making some headway against Nike and becoming a global brand at some point in time. Under Armour, which comes from the consumer or maybe the leisure sector, market cap of $20 billion. It's now a large cap company. I have it in my conservative growth account because it is a large cap stock. I don't believe we're getting any kind of a dividend here on this one. This one would not, there is no dividend yield. So it doesn't fit in a growth and income account. Under Armour has also been one of the superior performing stocks over the last, it's been around, doesn't quite have a 10-year track record, but it has a 5-year track record that actually blows away Buffalo Wild Wings, believe it or not. Over the last 5 years, Under Armour has delivered to investors 58% per year, while the market's delivered 12% per year. That's some serious alpha there. Plus some protection while you're running those pass routes or running your mile or pole vaulting or high jumping or whatever it is. Over the last 3 years, Under Armour, which is UA, on the New York Stock Exchange has delivered 48% per year while the market's delivered 11. And over the last 12 months, Under Armour is up 33.5% while the market's down 1.6. Very similar performance to Buffalo Wild Wings. Under Armour is also getting a lot of top athletes on board. I know Stephon Curry, for one, is an Under Armour flagship spokesman for the company, wearing their gear up and down the court up there in San Francisco in the Bay Area. Well, Under Armour is one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. That makes it nothing more than a momentum stock, unless you can make a case for the value. Now, here's a little rub here on the valuation of Under Armour. This is a very expensive stock, but they're using the cash flow from their company to build new stores and to expand their business and to go worldwide and to sign up athletes like Stephon Curry. At some point in time, they'll ratchet back on the capital expenditures, and there's going to be a lot of earnings that drop to the bottom line. In the meantime, you could look at this stock and say, wow, it makes no sense from a valuation point of view. But having said that, I can still come up with about a $170 target price 5 years from now on UA Under Armour, which gives it some fairly significant upside potential here. They better not stumble along the way, though. They better not stumble out of the blocks or knock a hurdle over, because this company has got some lofty expectations built into it. And they've done a great job of building the company, being a thorn in Nike's side, which is a stock that I also own in my dividend-paying account. There's big money. You know, you talk about iPhones. Okay, I got to trade in my iPhone for the latest model. Well, shoes, you don't have a choice. I was out jogging yesterday. I go, man, I need some new shoes. Woo, I need to... some new sweatpants. I look like a slob out here. And I, you know, that stuff wears out and you got to replace it. I can remember in high school, you had to have the latest cleats, the latest football cleats, or you'd look square out there. You didn't want to be a square and have guys pointing at your shoes and making fun of you. You got to be hip out there on the football field or on the track. I've said this story before, but when I was in high school, Nike came out with a new model called Bananas. Oh, man, they were ugly. They were yellow with black swoops, Nike swooshes. And my buddy talked me into getting some. It looked silly in them. But, you know, they were the hot thing of the day, and everybody had to have them. I remember not too long after that, they came out with green shoes with yellow swooshes. They looked pretty neat, too. My Bananas didn't last very long. They were stolen about a week after I bought them. I saw some guy at school wearing them about 2 weeks later, and he was a lot bigger than me, so I just decided to leave sleeping dogs lie, and I lost my Bananas. But anyways, Under Armour has the characteristics that I like in a stock. And it is one that I own in my conservative growth accounts. I currently have 4,141 stocks in my Best Stocks Now database, and Under Armour comes in at number 126. On a relative basis, it's one of the top stocks in the Best Stocks Now app at the current time. And I practice what I preach. It is one that I own. Anyways, you know, I look at a portfolio. Okay, so let's just say you're building a large cap portfolio or one that's made up of mid large cap companies. You're kind of in that moderate to conservative risk profile. How many spots on your roster do you have? All the football teams should be down to the roster they're going to carry into the regular season by now. They had to make a lot of painful cuts along the way. The draft is over, the spring training is over, the tryouts are over, the practice, the preliminary games, the exhibition games are over, and now they've got the lineup, the squad, the roster on the field that they feel gives them the best chance to get to the Super Bowl this year. Well, should your portfolio be any different? Man, I had a portfolio transferred to me the other day. It was horrible. It was just horrible. I'd hate to go into battle with that roster right now because it's a roster that's got the wind in its face right now. And they're in the worst areas of the economy and the market that they could possibly be. And they're doing business with many of the emerging markets, which are submerging right now. I just did not like that roster at all. And I'm in the process right now of cleaning it up and getting it into the stocks that are Best Stocks Now. It's no different, in my opinion, than being a general manager of a football team or of a baseball team and trying to put the best players on the field that you possibly can. And my methodology combines performance momentum with valuation. Everybody's got their own way of trying to ferret out the best stocks in the market at the current time. Some use valuation only. Some use momentum only. Hey, I like to have them both on the field. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money?
Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time. I done said the right thing, but it must have used the wrong line. I've been on the right trail, but it must have used the wrong car.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. So far, we've talked a little bit about the big jump in the market on Monday. Welcome back to a regular week in the market where everybody is back to work, and we're going to have a much more normal week this week, and I think we're going to get a much better feel for where we are at in the market right now. And of course, I went through the big numbers on Tuesday and once again came to the conclusion that the bull market is still intact and that the economy is still growing and that earnings of the S&P 500 are still growing. And until that comes to an end or starts to come to an end, this bull market can continue. But there will be bumps along the way we are currently in the midst of. Maybe it's over, I don't know, about a 10 to 12% correction. We had a correction like this this time last year, and we've had several along the way of this bull market, the third longest bull market in the history of man. We took a look at a Best Stock Now out of Minneapolis, a company by the name of Buffalo Wild Wings, which is gearing up for football season. I'm sure they've got all the TVs going on Sunday with every game imaginable, and on Saturday, all the college football games taking place while people munch and gnaw on their wild wings. And it is a Best Stock Now, in my opinion. We take a look at Under Armour, which is actually headquartered in Baltimore. We'll see how the Ravens do this year. Under Armour, a $21 billion company that markets athletic shirts, shorts, underwear, and outerwear made from moisture-wicking synthetic fabrics. Don't forget to go before you go outside, make sure you've got your Under Armour on. And we also talked about the big jump in the Nikkei market overnight to the tune of 8%, biggest jump in 8 years. They're not looking for a global recession there, are they? Well, in the last little bit here, I want to talk about a subject that I kind of find humorous. Yeah, I don't know. You know, last week, I was scheduled. I said, you know, here we are. This fishing season is not going to be here forever. Let's get about six or seven guys together, and let's all go fishing. And so we found out that the new Loanne, which is one of the sport fishing boats here in San Diego, had openings and had a trip scheduled that next day. And we jumped at the opportunity. I fished on the new Loanne with my father. Rob Sanford fished on the new Loanne with his father and his grandfather. Now he had the chance to take his son on the new Loanne. I don't know what it is about the new Loanne. It's a fishy boat. They catch fish. And the captain decided, talked to the passengers. He says, look, I think we ought to make a run. Let's go further than where the skiffs are fishing. The skiffs have a certain, they can go this far, and that's about it. Let's go beyond the skiffs, and let's find our own fishing spot out here, the Pacific Ocean. And that's exactly what he did. The skipper, I believe his name is Marcus Medock. He's out on the water almost every day of his life, and he found the fish, and they got a bounty of yellowfin tuna and Dorado, which I've been enjoying much here over the last several days. But my point is, he's on the water all the time. He's the captain of the boat. I told Rob, I said, did you go up to him and say, hey, I think we ought to go down this way or this way? Well, my point is, sometimes I have clients that send me an email, Bill, I want you to raise more cash in my account. Or, Bill, I want you to sell everything. Okay, I'm going to do it. You know, you can do whatever you want to do. But I'm the guy that's out here on the water every single day watching this stuff. And I'm watching every one of your individual holdings. It's kind of hard to make a generalization saying, I think you ought to raise more cash. You know, I would say, well, which one of these do you want me to sell? Do you want me to sell your Under Armour? Do you want me to sell your Buffalo Wild Wings? You know, which one do you want me to sell? Which way should I go here? It's kind of silly, in my opinion, to hire a professional money manager And I imagine that a lot of guys like me just don't take instructions from clients. If they want to run their own portfolio, they can go run it themselves. But, you know, look, I'm not going to override if you've got a certain feeling or something. And, you know, I had about, maybe three people overall, total four, maybe five, maybe, that sold everything late last week. Missed the big rally yesterday, and if the market comes back and goes to new highs, they're going to regret it. But they think that there's something wrong with the market. In my opinion, you have to take it one stock at a time. That's it. I see nothing wrong with Under Armour right now, which is one of my holdings. I see nothing wrong with Buffalo Wild Wings right now, which is one of my holdings. It just seems kind of silly to me to hire a captain, a charter boat, and get on the boat a bunch of landlubbers that don't get out on the sea very often and try to tell the captain which way to steer the boat to catch fish. Instead, let him, he's got contacts all over the ocean, the guys that are fishing in the industry, telling him where the fish are at. He's got info that the average person doesn't have, because he's looking at it all of the time. And in the morning, when he has to make a big decision, you know, it's a big decision. Which way am I going to head the boat this morning? What heading on my compass am I going to go at? And how many miles out am I going to go? That's a big decision. And he bases his decision, no guarantees, but on the highest probability that he possibly can find to put fish on that boat and to come back with happy passengers. And I want to do the same exact thing, put money on this boat and have happy passengers. So, you know, I just think, hey, if you're going to hire a money manager, let him manage the money. At the same time, you know, if you've got a qualm or some kind of instinct or feeling, I'm not going to stop you from overriding my decisions. But I think you'll obtain better results over time letting the captain run the boat. Anyways, who runs your boat? What boat are you on right now? I've had some people come to me, I don't know where in the world they got the stocks that they currently own, or the mutual funds, or the strategy that the captain had them in. I don't like it at all. I'm going to get them off of that boat and onto my boat, and we're going to go in a different direction. And we're going to try to put as many fish on board as we possibly can while the fish are still biting. And when that bite is over, we're going to head back into port, and we're going to batten down the hatches and maybe even make a little money while we're in port on the inverse side of things. So anyways, everybody's got to decide for themselves. If you'd like to check us out, we're pwstreet.com, pwstreet.com, or 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.